After 2 days of ceasefire, thousands of Lebanese families displaced by the war are returning to their homes. Aid agencies are also on the move again. Their trucks are ferrying food and fuel to the battered south of Lebanon, and ships are docking at southern ports with fresh supplies. For an update on humanitarian efforts, we talked to David Holdridge, the Middle East Program Director of Mercy Corps, an international relief and development agency. He's with us from his home in Beirut. Thanks very much for staying up to speak with us.
No, it's good to be here and talk with you.
Before the ceasefire, there were a lot of parts of Lebanon agencies like yours could not reach. Can you get there now?
Yeah, we can get there now. It's quite a difference before. Actually, we did reach them, but we reached them with great trepidation, and we reached them rarely. Today, the problems are different. I mean, there's traffic jams going south. It doesn't make complete sense because most Lebanese are skeptical about the durability of the ceasefire and expect conflict and turbulence over the next coming months. But at the end of the day, they bolted and they went home. They went home, according to a meeting I was in with UN officials just a couple hours ago, about 80,000 on day one, 80,000 today, and the only reason those numbers aren't larger is because it's bumper to bumper going home. Mattresses piled on the roof, whatever food that they had managed to collect when they were up north here in Beirut and the hills to the east in the trunk, and they're heading home. We have an office down by the Latani River, not far from the Israeli border. And basically, I'm in constant communication with our guys down there. And they say it's an incredible scene. This is a town that, in the best of days, has 25,000 folks there. There's probably 30,000 folks there, and they're all crammed in, and tomorrow they'll go out to the villages. It's an agricultural area, and see what the shape of their homes is, and they'll go back. They're going home, and it defies rationality 100%, just 48 hours after a very precarious ceasefire. But there's no doubt about it. It's hard to, we're having a hard time keeping up with the flows going home.
We're talking with David Holdridge, a Middle East Program Director of Mercy Corps from his home in Beirut. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And when people get to their homes, I mean, were there some people who were never able to get out? I mean, their needs must be extraordinary at this point.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, they weren't visible. I mean, I went down to Nabatea, which is a very dicey road, and down there from Beirut, and had to do a lot of thinking about it before I went down there. And when I got there, I mean, it was deserted. But there were more people there than one would suppose, but they were underground. They were in their shelters and their cellars and that sort of thing. And they're just emerging after a lot of weeks down there. But at best, they would say, if you take Nabatea as exemplary, there's probably 5,000 people there. Now there's 25,000 people. Now, there's an estimated, probably according to the UN, and I think they've done a pretty good job at estimating this, is about 10,000 homes in South Beirut and South Lebanon that are not habitable.
Mm-hmm.
And for those folks, you know, it's a tough road. They'll basically go into neighbors' homes, families' homes, but they'll stay in close proximity to their land. These are most of these folks down in South Lebanon, except for those on the coast. Most of them are farmers, and the draw to the land was something that I think the UN and NGOs like Mercy Corps underestimated. We thought that they would be a little more tentative, a little more cautious in going back home. Now, it's different for the folks in South Beirut. And as you know, about half the displaced people came from South Beirut. And they're a little more tentative. They're staying up couple of hours maximum in the hills to the east, and they're sending their heads of household down south. These are mostly apartments. They're not agricultural folks. They're small retailers and that sort of stuff. So we still have displaced, mostly from South Beirut, and those people will go back probably over the next week or two. But no doubt, it's a rush. It's a rush to get home, and we're real happy, non-governmental organizations like Mercy Corps, because it seems like despite the popular skepticism about the durability of this ceasefire, they believe enough in it that they're going home.
Well, David Holdridge, thanks very much. We appreciate it, and get some sleep.
I will. Thanks a lot.
David Holdridge is the Middle East Program Director of Mercy Corps, which is an international relief and development agency. We spoke with him a couple of weeks ago when the situation, when organizations like his were not so happy. He joined us today from his home in Beirut.